important for customers to be well informed about the ways that their personal information is collected and shared by financial institutions.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Holly Hobbs. If you've ever applied for a loan, you know that banks and credit unions collect a lot of personal financial information, like on your income and credit history. And it's not uncommon for customers, after applying or getting a loan, to receive advertisements in the mail for products from other vendors, like insurance companies. While collecting this information is important for banks in conducting everyday business, it can also potentially expose consumers to unwanted solicitations from outside vendors, as well as other risks. Today we talk with two GAO experts about a new report on how banks collect and share your personal information and the role the federal government plays in overseeing this use. Joining us are Alicia Puente-Cackley, an expert on consumer protection issues and a director in our Financial Markets and Community Investment team, and Nick Marinos, an expert on cybersecurity and privacy issues and a director in our Information Technology and Cybersecurity team. Thank you for joining us, Alicia and Nick.
Happy to be here.
Thanks, Holly.
So, Alicia, let's start with a basic question. What kinds of personal information are banks and credit unions collecting? And why do they share it with other vendors?
Well, banks and credit unions collect a range of personal information about their customers. It includes identifying information like date of birth and address. It can be financial information like credit histories and account statements, and even employment histories and information like citizenship and marital status. The banks and credit unions share that personal information with other vendors for a couple of reasons, for business purposes, such as providing customer services, and for marketing purposes.
And Alicia, are banks required to ask permission or tell customers about how they're going to use personal information?
Yes. With some exceptions, the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act prohibits financial institutions from disclosing a customer's non-public personal information to other companies unless the institution first has provided the customer with notice and an opportunity to opt out of that disclosure. However, we found that the model privacy form that banks and credit unions have generally used is 10 years old and relies heavily on standardized language, and it requires financial institutions to disclose only a small amount of information about what they collect, what they use, and what they share, so that customers are not necessarily aware of how their non-public personal information is being shared with other companies.
So Nick, if banks are collecting all this data and sharing it, there's got to be some concerns about data breaches or cyber attacks, right?
Yeah, there are, Holly. I mean, banks and credit unions are under constant threat of cyber attack. Like other organizations, they apply a range of cybersecurity protections to their systems. But there is always a chance that an attacker could find a way in and gain access to personal information. And in fact, we did see this happen last year, for example, when personal information was compromised of about 100 million individuals who were customers of Capital One. These included folks that were credit card customers of Capital One, as well as folks that were applying for a Capital One credit card. And actually, after this happened, the company was cited by the government for not properly securing its IT systems, which had recently been moved to an internet-based work environment or the cloud. So breaches do sometimes occur, and undoubtedly they will continue to occur in the future.
Does sharing consumers' information with outside vendors increase the risk of data breaches?
The more information that's shared, the more chances it could be compromised. Think of it this way. Think of writing your social security number, your credit card number, and your bank account information in a text message that you send off to 10 of your friends. You're now depending on all 10 of them to protect that information as well as you would yourself. And it's the same with banks. Every time a bank shares your data with a vendor, there's a risk that vendor might not protect that information as well as they should, and a data breach might occur. So the less sharing, the better in terms of privacy.
So it sounds like banks and credit unions are collecting more and more personal information from consumers, and that they're allowed to share this information with other vendors, which could potentially increase the risk of data breaches. But that sharing this information also raises concerns about personal privacy. Nick, are banks and credit unions required to take any steps to protect the data?
Yeah, they are. And there are also regulatory guidelines that require banks to design a risk-based cybersecurity program for protecting customer information. And they may use security measures such as IT access controls, physical security checks, vulnerability testing, and procedures for actually reporting security breaches when they occur.
Alicia, how does the federal government monitor banks and credit unions to ensure they aren't oversharing people's information?
So the federal regulators of banks and credit unions have the authority to examine for compliance with the privacy requirements under the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act, and they do that. But they generally haven't performed exams that are targeting financial privacy specifically, because they basically have found it to be an area of low compliance risk. So they build it into their more general risk compliance examinations instead.
And Alicia, last question. What's the bottom line of this report?
It's important for customers to be well informed about the ways that their personal information is collected and shared by financial institutions. And what we found is that by improving and updating its model privacy notice, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau could improve customers' ability to know what information is shared and how to opt out of that.
That was GAO's Alicia Puente-Cackley and Nick Marinos talking about a new report about information sharing by banks and credit unions. Thank you for your time, team.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Holly. Good talking with you.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, and make sure you leave a rating or review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.